Bullock Hall, and my husband and Tony bought a building together and had offices together. So, and the, I always knew the people who lived at Mimosa Hall. Good friends, all of them. Mother and I came back to visit one time in Roswell, and we stayed with our friends at Mimosa Hall. That was with the Rick there. Neil, you know, the architect, was there, and his mother and sister were very close friends of ours. And when Neil died, the children came over to our house while the funeral was on, and the little girl said, my friend, my age, said, where are the bread and butter plates? She was used to more style.
You said that they came to a funeral at your house. Was that
the the children. Well, I think the funeral, they went to Macon for the funeral. He's buried in Macon, I think. But his home was there. And he really restored Mimosa Hall. Yeah.
Okay, so you were in these couple houses, and you knew the families in the houses nearby. What types of stores and things were in the neighborhood? Where did you shop? Where would you shop?
Well, we shopped at the Roswell store. The Roswell store was the company store, you know, and we always got a discount there too, so that was nice too. And they always gave it to Mother after Daddy died too. As long as we lived here, they always. And they knew how to fit me. The ladies knew how to fit me with clothes when they go on buying things and all that. It was very much a family kind of thing, the store was. But that's located where the visitor center is now. You know, that's where the old Roswell store was. And the upstairs part was divided into two parts. Part of it was for caskets and things, because we didn't have a funeral home in the beginning. And so the caskets were up there, funeral things. And then the other part was an auditorium. And they used to have programs there. And there used to be people who would come in and direct a play or something, and bring all the scripts, you know, and costumes maybe. And so that was fun, being in things there. I remember singing in Tiptoe Through the Tulips. I have a picture mailed into me with our little dresses when we were tiptoeing through the tulips. But then they had the Mr. at the mill, the superintendent down there at the mill, would, one of the superintendents, and we would show movies once a week at cowboy shows or something up there in that auditorium part too. And later on, and this was when I was in high school, the came from, they had a theater in Dahlonega, in the Holly Theater, and it's named for Holly, their daughter. And so they started coming down and having movies, and eventually they had a movie theater there in Roswell on Canton Street. I mean, had movies every day. But No, so that upper thing did have entertainment things in it, and the bank, one side of the grocery part of the Roswell store opened into the bank, and you could go into the bank straight from the store there, and so we used the bank there, and the bank used to open at 6 o'clock every morning. Mother said you could see Mr. Joe was living in one of these houses. He was the banker. And he'd be 6 o'clock, the bank would open, because the farmers would be coming in, you know, and bringing their cotton and so forth. And so the town got started early when I was young. But there was a drugstore too in this lineup of things by the Roswell store, Mr. John drugstore.